Mark, is the hair getting a little long in the off season?
It is. It is. It's just not being cut.
You need it too.
I haven't been paying much attention to it.
What is your guys' sense of where the network is leading if they're going to give you more?
You know, I think it could go either way at this point. I think they're probably going to see how their pilots do, and then it'll be a big financial kind of decision come May, and we'll see. Why don't you guys just write that we're picked up?
I hope so.
You know, force them a little bit. Push them over the edge.
Question. Going into season two, you added two female characters.
Yeah.
What was the motivation behind that? Like, was that a network note, or was that your decision, or...
You know, it was a combination of things. I think that the network was definitely looking to bring in some female characters. So we talked about that a little bit, and then we talked about how many, and then you end up, you know, sort of casting people.
I was kind of stuck on seven, but they narrowed it down to two.
Right.
Whatever.
Charlie's
you can't always
Angels.
Get what you want. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh, well. Chance's Angels. Yeah. So, you know, and then we ended up casting Janet and Indira, and then you sort of, it sort of plays out per the kind of casting of it, you know, like, there's a version where Ames could have been cast and ended up as, like, sort of a romantic relationship with Chance or any of the other characters, but then it ended up sort of being more of, like, a brotherly, sisterly kind of thing with that character, and then we found that the sort of chemistry was there with Chance and Ilsa.
Brief question, Mark. How did you play the romantic? As that started happening, how did that affect your character? How did you see that changing?
Well, it was all pretty. It was all pretty much on the page. It wasn't just there weren't just like separate scenes where, you know, Indira's character and my character were kind of attracted to each other. It was sort of woven into the fabric of the whole season. So it was interesting to kind of feel it developing as things went along and. I had a great time. I mean, I love working with Indira, and whether it was under romantic circumstances or friendly for our characters, didn't really matter to me. I liked the show, I liked the people on it, and I had a good time.
Have you guys come from the panel, or you're going to the panel?
I'm going in a little while, yeah.
I can't ask you how, but you were here last year, though. I mean, what is the WonderCon audience like for you?
The WonderCon audience is very receptive. I find them to be a little bit more. It's not quite as well known as Comic-Con, so you have some pretty hardcore fans kind of making it up here for this. It's a little more remote, I think, than Comic-Con. And we had a wonderful panel last year. It was a lot of fun. It's deceptively large here. At least in Comic-Con, you see people walking through the streets, and it seems like the whole section of town is just. You know, this movement of, it's like this wildebeest in the city, just kind of jumping over the streets, you know. But here things are a little more spread out, but everybody gets into the convention center, and it's deceptively well attended. And I had a great time. That is an amazing notebook, dude. Yeah, like, where do you get the filler for? Staples? Do you buy?
Yeah, that's just at Staples, but this is actually the notebook notebook.
Can I see it? I won't read it. Yeah. I won't read it. I just want to
be able to read my handwriting.
From the movie? Well, is that
don't
what
you hate it when this thing? Don't you hate it when it wears down this much and you realize it wasn't leather? Like, oh, shoot, it's a synthetic kind of thing.
But it's sentimental.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Script 301.
Right.
Yeah. You and Target, episode 301. Dude, I couldn't even read your writing.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Have you guys thought about what you might do for the next season in terms of maybe adding stuff? Have you guys already started working on that process?
Yeah. And we're going to go talk to the network about it in like 2 weeks or so. But we've talked about, you know, where we could take the show, where we could take some of the characters, long range, short term. And we have some ideas that should be pretty fun, I think, for season three. And, you know, try and bring back some of the characters, like the Baptiste character, some we want to bring back. And, I don't know, maybe Tony Hale's character, Harry,
yes.
Was fun. Yeah,
right.
He was great.
How much are you influenced by fan reaction at things like this? Are they telling you ideas that they like or they don't like? How much does that affect you when you're...
Me, personally? I, you know, it affects me... kind of significantly. You know,
he takes it personally.
I do. I take it really personally. I'm really sensitive. So I'm hoping everyone. You know, the one thing from last season that from season one into season two that seemed to be the most controversial issue that I was able to see. Online. Because you say you're not going to look online, you're not going to read the blogs or the comments or anything.
And while you're Googling yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Which you invariably do, is, you know, the music change from season one to season two and the switching of composer and all of that. And, you know, because Bear McCreary has quite a big following at these types of events. So, you know, we hear everything, I hear everything, and you listen and you take it into account. It's very, very dangerous to listen too much. You know, it's like if you write a script and one person gives you notes and then another person gives you another note and you start listening to all that stuff, it's going to suck what you write because it's going to be this, you know, combination of all these notes. But if the same if you know, four different people give you the same note, then you realize, okay, maybe there's something to this. So if somebody has a comment about the show, you think about it, but you don't really take it too seriously. If 1,000 people have the same note, then you start to say, okay, maybe there's something to this and we have to pay attention.
Was there anything from there about the addition of female characters?
Well, you know, look, the female characters were something that some people loved. Some people thought, we love the core guys. Mm. You know, that's not something that is subject to change or that is something that we're going to, you know, consider, ooh, maybe we should kill one of our characters now or lose one of our characters. This is the unit, this is the team, you know, and we're going to move forward with that group. And if some people, they really miss the season one core three guys, totally get it, totally respect that, but that's not, the show is these five characters. With Chance as the lead star of the show. And then the four other characters, you know, supporting. I mean, I don't know of any show on TV that has three stars that's a one-hour show. You know, you need to fill out the world and every season. And whether we bring in, you know, I was talking to Mark last night, and like whether we bring in a couple new characters this season, whether it be just Baptiste and Harry for an episode or two, or we bring in, you know, we were talking about Baptiste, and like if Baptiste and Chance are, you know, kind of like the closest thing to family that they have, is there another member of that family that we haven't met yet and someone that we can bring in to sort of the full? So I think you, like, every year you want to kind of go this way with your world as opposed to shrinking it down. It just makes the storytelling a lot more limited.
Mark, now that you've played Chance for 2 years, do you ever go back to the comics and look for more things that you might be able to be inspired by?
You know, I need to go back to season one and season two and start kind of looking at things to be that I did to remember it for season three.
Right.
I think I haven't gone back to the actually, I did. I did. I was looking through one of the comics the other day. But, no, I haven't really come up with anything for that in that respect. It's a good idea, though. I think I might do that.
I have just one last question. If it's a very physical show, where do you decide to draw the line as how much you want to do and how much they let you do?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm a martial arts trainer, and I was working with them here, like in Los Angeles. And we were doing this thing. I was had to turn around and kick, and when I was kicking him, I wasn't my foot wasn't doing it right. I was lifting my leg up, so he moved in a metal chair and said, "Here, I'm going to put this metal chair there, and that'll make sure you don't lift your foot over this and kick it on the inside." And I was like, "No." He's like, "But wait a minute, I'm your trainer, I'm your like your sensei, whatever." I'm like, "No, because I could get hurt." And that's the end of that. So yeah, I've developed this ability to kind of say no and mean it, you know. But we got some great stunt people and the great coordinators, and it's really tempting to do as much as possible, but
he does a lot.
You know,
like it's great for us because he's very physical, and so he's able to do things, and you're able to believe him doing things because of his training and who he is, as opposed to, you know, an actor that didn't have that, and you had to like literally call cut every second and like bring in someone to throw a punch or something.
Sometimes it's nice just to be able to sit back and
bring
it. Ask your stuntman to go into it.
Right.
I know, Jack, you were a last-minute addition to this, so was there something about last year's WonderCon that you were like, man, that was so great, I've got to make it back?
You know what it was is my schedule is was really hectic, and it just seemed like there was no way for me to get here, and I really wanted to be here with these guys, so I just kind of kept trying to figure out how to do it, and then I pulled it off, and I did it by the wife stayed back at home and had to deal with a bunch of stuff, and she said, "Go ahead, I got it." So she let me come out.
She's great.
She's awesome.
So what was it like joining this cast? You know, if really good following between just those guys, the core people, and then for you to come into that dynamic, how was that?
You know, it was kind of scary because the show was so well received and it already had this fan base, and people don't like change, so you're like aware that you might come in and be like, "She ruined it. It was all down to her," which isn't great. But the guys are lovely. I mean, Jackie and Mark, and you know, it was just, and Shy as well. Like, they were so open to having me and Indira there, and it just seemed to work. And I know I really enjoyed working on it last season. What about you?
I had a blast, and for me, it was just like showing up on that first on the first day of the second season. You know, there was a real camaraderie built, you know, in you know, us three guys in that first season. And on the first day of the second season, it really just felt like we went from three to five. You know, it wasn't like us three and then these two new. It just felt like, all right, there's Spy Buzz, and here we go. And it was just, it was awesome. Bert, you know, Janet's wonderful, and Indira's fabulous. We're really fortunate in the sense that the mood on our set is like wonderful, just with the crew and everybody. Steve Boyum runs a real nice, you know, set as the supervising director, and I've always felt like our cast. It seemed like, you know, the mood was always just hunky dory. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't crazy egos running around. We really had a good time out there.
I know in season one, Garrow's character was very much like, I didn't trust him. I didn't know if I should like him. I didn't know if I should be afraid of him. But by the end of season two, he's like the hero. I absolutely love him. So was that more on the page, or was that how you kind of twisted the character as you played him?
I don't know. That, I mean, it's, all of it's on the page. But it's interesting saying that, because I've never heard that analysis.
Oh, I totally thought you were going to be a bad guy by the end of season one. I was convinced that you were going to betray everyone. Like, totally didn't trust you at all, but now not you with your character. But
right.
And so, but now I absolutely love you. Totally love you. So,
that's cool. But yeah, my feeling is like, I you know, I still don't know what any of those answers are in terms of, like, you know, he's the kind of guy that just when you start to think, you know, you know him, watch out. I think, anyways, we'll see what happens.
How has it worked out with the show for you to do movies?
Well, it's tough because of the schedule. But I've always kind of said it's a great thing to not be able to take a job because you've got a job. So that's kind of neat. But yeah, I mean, it takes away a lot of time. But there's still part of the year where I'm able to go off and do one. So I'm getting ready to go work with Tim Burton on Dark Shadows.
Tim Burton.
You know, you've heard of him, I think. Real cute guy. But yeah, so I'm able to squeeze that in. But yeah, you know, doing the Human Target definitely takes up a bunch of the schedule for the year.
Time frame for shooting, when do you start and finish a regular season?
When do we what?
When do you start and finish shooting a regular season? Both have been, we never did 22 episodes. Season one was 13. And
yeah.
So it's, what is it, like 6-7 months?
Yeah, it seems like it's about 6 months for the 13. I bet you if we were doing 22, it kind of truncates in a little bit. But
yeah, I think it's like an extra 3 months if it's 22. Because I feel like we'd go to like, we finish like January.
How does that work, right? It seems like it should be another 6 months,
I know,
right?
I know.
Start in July, or
yeah, we started actually August, and then we finished end of January for season two, I remember.
Yeah, and the other season we were mid-season replacement, so we started I think in mid-September, and then finished. I can't remember when we finished, but I think we spent a little bit more time too dealing with some stuff. I think we spent another month on it. So the answer to your question is we have no idea.
Yeah.
they call us and tell us to show up, and we do, and then 6 or 8 months later they let us go to lunch.
Yes.
If you were in the writer's room and got to change something, to either one of you guys, if you were in the writer's room and got to change something about your character, what would it be?
You know, I really feel like the guys have just been spot on. I think in season one they did a wonderful job with Guerrero. it took me a while to kind of just learn the process of, I'm used to kind of dealing with a very finite, you know, one script. And so when we first started, I kind of learned that it's more important for the season arc than every single episode. And that, I mean, that took me months to kind of figure out. And I think when we started into the second season, you know, there's been a lot of conversations with the writers and stuff, and just everywhere they were going with Guerrero, to me, felt like completely in sync with what I thought he was about, with, you know, what they had started to establish in season one. So I was really excited about what they did in season two.
That's such a difficult question. Why would I want them to change? Because, you know, I mean, there's stuff that I hope for the future for Ames. Like, I kind of like that she kind of came in and she can be irritating and she's kind of like the young member. She's not completely secure in herself or what she's doing, but I'm more looking forward to seeing that grow than like a sudden change that isn't realistic, you know? And maybe she should take her clothes off more often. No, I'm kidding. No, she should keep those on. Okay.
Not averse to nudity.
No, I didn't say that. That was a joke. That was a joke.
They just cut that part
joke,
out.
Joke.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Are you cautiously optimistic?
That'll be the headline.
Montgomery.
What's your nudity on Human Target?
Are you optimistic about season three?
Sure.
To be honest, I think we're both in the same boat. Like, you've been through this once before with, like, going through season one. I don't know how it works. I know that our ratings went up by the end of the season, and it just kind of feels that you get lucky or you don't at this point. We have, like, a lot of fans, a lot of people that love the show. My dad loves the show, as well as, like...
Oddly, my mom loves the show.
Yeah. You know,
so
right?
We feel that just based on Janet's dad loving the show, my mom loving the show, we feel it should be picked up.
Yeah.
They have both told us numerous times they feel the show should
my
be picked
up. My dad said he's going to be really upset if it isn't picked up, so...
So there's that. Would Warner want that on them? I think not. Or Fox, excuse me.
Hey, guys, last question.
Jackie, what are you looking forward to doing in Dark Shadows?
Well, just working with the whole gang that's involved. They've assembled an amazing cast. My character has kind of becomes a, I don't even know how to describe it, but, you know, deals with Johnny Depp a lot, so I'm really looking forward to, you know, working with him and just everybody, and of course, you know, Tim Burton, and working in London. Never got to do that before, so I'm really excited about that.
Have you designed your look yet, or is that still to come?
Still working on all that. So yeah, it's coming together. It's a work in process. Progress.
You always do such great looks. Every character you do looks different.
Ah, cool. And that guy, you know, Tim is so awesome at that. You know, just getting. I'm real excited about that.
Should be cool. Would you sign it?
Sure.
Janet, do you have something to work on during the hiatus?
I don't right now, no. I've kind of been enjoying time off. Like, I mean, everyone who works on the show knows that it's, like, it's full on. It was my first kind of experience of that, like, really long hours, a long day. So I went back to London, and I'm working back on Entourage again, which I start... We had the table read last week, so I'm going to be doing that, which is kind of nice, because it's, like, in LA, so it's, like, you're not going away somewhere, which is nice.